Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our investigation of lies in our textbooks. Today is our conclusion of the study of the lie which teaches that Islam has close ties to the prophets and the teachers of Judaism and Christianity. Previously, we went through some of the stories which Muhammad copied from the Bible and inserted in the Quran to prove that his cult, the cult of Islam, came from the same source of Judaism and Christianity. As he inserted the story of creation, the story of Adam, the story of Noah, the story of Abraham, the story of Moses, and the story of Jesus. As we investigated each one of these stories, we discovered that there is not any ties between what the Quran states and what is written in the pages of the Bible. As a matter of fact, the more we look at what is written in the Quran, the more we know for sure that Islam is nothing but a counterfeit of the true faith of Judaism and Christianity. You see, Judaism is the foundation of the Christian faith. There are hundreds of prophecies that were written in the Old Testament, which teaches that Jesus will be born from virgin birth, and that he will live a perfect life, and that he will be crucified, and that he will be buried, and he will rise again on the third day. And all this was fulfilled in the life of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. But Muhammad in the Quran rewrote all these different stories of the Bible with many corruption, with many contradiction. Not only the Quran contradicts the Bible, but the Quran contradicts the Quran as Muhammad repeated the stories in the pages of the Quran. We cover this in details in our new book, Exposing the Truth About the Quran, The Revelation of Error, The Stories of the Prophets. One of these great contradictions is the death and the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, I believe there is great ties between the Old Testament and the New Testament. For the prophecy in the Old Testament said that Jesus will die. The prophecy of the Old Testament said that he will be buried, but his body will not decay, for he will rise again to life. The fulfillment of the New Testament is very clear. Jesus came. He died, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. Now, let us see, are there any ties between Islam, Judaism, and Christianity concerning the death and the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ? You know, this is the most important foundation for the Christian faith. And the textbook taught our children a very simple lie. And the lie is, there is ties between Islam and the story of the prophets and the teachers of Judaism and Christianity. And I could not see anything more important than the topic of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the prophet of Christianity. Jesus Christ is the foundation of Christianity. And if the religion of Islam disagree with Christianity about this foundation of the Christian faith, then there is no ties anywhere else. Because the most important thing for me as a Christian is who Jesus Christ is and what Jesus Christ did, the deity of Christ and the work of Christ on the cross. And these two important foundations for the Christian faith are 100% denied in the cult of Islam. So how can we say to our children that we have great ties and at the same time we disagree about everything? This lie must be removed from our textbook. First, let's begin with the verse of the Quran, wherein it Muhammad clearly taught his followers, those who believe in the religion of Islam, that Jesus did not die. he was not crucified. Where do we see this in the Quran? It is in Quran chapter 4 and verse 157. Allah in the Quran said, "And they're saying, surely we killed the Christ, Isa, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. And they did not kill him, and they did not crucify him, but it was made to appear to them. And surely those who disagree about him are in doubt of him. They did not have any knowledge of him except following the conjecture. And they did not kill him for certain." That is what the Quran teach about the death of Isa, son of Mary. Jesus was not killed. Jesus was never crucified. He was not killed for certain. I'm sorry, this does not even fit the history, nor the Old Testament prophecies, nor the New Testament fulfillment. So where is the close ties between Islam and Christianity concerning Jesus Christ? Is the close ties that he was born under a palm tree, which is a false statement? Or is the ties that he spoke as an infant and as an old man, which is another error? Is the close ties that he is just a prophet, a good teacher, and a good man, and he is not deity? He is not the Son of God? Where are the ties? How can we allow this lie to be taught to our children in our public schools, that there is ties between Islam and Christianity? There is no ties whatsoever between this cult of Islam and the Christian faith or the Jewish faith. For the Quran teaches that Jesus did not die. He was not crucified. He was not killed for certain. For the Quran teaches that Christians believe in an illusion. You see, the Quran said what? It was made to appear to them. Why is that? Let's ask all Muslim scholars. Who was this person who was on the cross? You see, the Quran did not say that no one was crucified, but the Quran said Jesus Christ, son of Virgin Mary, was not crucified. Why is that? Because someone who looked like Jesus was crucified instead of Jesus. And that is a great deception of Allah, the God of Muhammad. And you hear many interpretations of Muslim scholars to declare their belief. One of the stories that Jesus met with his disciples. And by the way, there were 19 disciples. So here we go. Muslim scholars do not know that Jesus have 12 disciples. They made them 19. They only had 7 more disciples. Big deal. All right? And Jesus said to his disciples, "Who would like to have a better place in heaven?" So a little young man raised up his hand. And Jesus said, no, not you. You're too young. He asked the question again. Who would like to have a better place in heaven? The same young man raised up his hand. Jesus said, "No, sit down. You're too young." Jesus asked the question a third time, and in the third time, the same young man raised his hand. And then Jesus accepted him, and he told him, "Allah will transform you to look exactly like me. Your voice will be the same, your appearance will be the same. So when the Jews will come to arrest me, they will not arrest me, they will arrest you." And Jesus escaped from the window in the house up to heaven. And then the Jews came and took him, and he was crucified, and he was buried. And all the Christians believed that it was Jesus who died on the cross. But in truth, it was not Jesus. It was this young man whom Allah make look like Jesus, and he died instead of Jesus. Or another story. The Jews went to capture Jesus. And then Allah miraculously make him and all his disciples, the 19, look alike, sound alike. So the Jews were confused, and they asked, "Which one of you is Jesus? If you don't tell us which one is Jesus, we're going to kill all of you." Then Jesus have a meeting with his disciples, and he said, "Okay, who will take my place?" And one volunteer, and that's how the Jews was able to kill the one who looked like Jesus, but it was not really Jesus. For Jesus escaped from the window in the house up to heaven. Or Judas Iscariot, he loved money. So he went to the people in the temple and he said, "How much you give me?" And they said, "Well, we will give you 30 pieces of silver." He said, "Okay." Then Judas told them to meet with him in this garden at night. But by the time the Jews went to capture Jesus, Jesus was already gone. as Jesus was going out of the garden to meet with the Jews to let them know that Jesus had already left, Allah cursed Judas and make him look exactly like Jesus. And they captured him and they crucified him. And even though he was crying, "It's not me, I'm not Jesus," they said, "You're right. We know you, Jesus, from your voice, from your looks." And they crucified the wrong guy. There have been many other stories made up by Muslim scholars like these ones. Even though Muslim scholars disagree on what took place, but they all believe that Jesus did not die on the cross. Why is that? Because simply they believe that someone else who looked like Jesus died on the cross. Or they will say, because Jesus could not die on the cross for other human. But wait a minute, aren't you right now causing somebody else to die instead of Jesus? Is it okay for somebody to die for Jesus, but it is not okay for Jesus to die for me? Obviously, this is nonsense.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Now let us look at the contradiction in the Quran. Yes, in Quran chapter 4, 157, Allah denied the death and the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Now let us look at somewhere else in the Quran when the Quran talked about the death of Jesus. We know in Quran chapter 3, verse 185, Allah said, every soul taste the death. Why not the soul of Jesus? If every man and woman must die, why not Jesus Christ? This is a logical question. Let's move on to another verse of the Quran. Some Muslims will say Jesus was a prophet and a messenger, therefore no one can kill him. But what does the Quran say about the killing of messengers and prophets? In Quran chapter 5 verse 70, we read, indeed, we took the covenant of the children of Israel and we sent messengers to them. Whenever a messenger came to them with what their soul did not desire, a group they called liars and a group they are killing. The Jews killed messengers. Now we move on to the next verse, which is Quran chapter 4 and verse 155. So because of their breaking the covenant and being infidels in the verses of Allah, and their killing of the prophets unjustly, and their saying, our hearts are uncircumcised, yet Allah has sealed on it for their infidelity, so that they will not believe except for a few. Did you hear what Allah said here? Because of their killing the prophets? So Allah in the Quran here clearly is telling us that the Jews killed prophets. And previously we read that the Jews killed messengers. So the excuse that Jesus will not be killed because he's a prophet or because he's a messenger makes no sense at all. How about Jesus' own words? This is Jesus' own word as an infant, the miraculous baby talking, when he said in Quran chapter 19, verse 33, "And peace be on me, the day I was born, and the day I die, and the day I am raised alive." The infant baby Jesus said what? There will be peace on him the day he die. But Muslim will say, well, Jesus is here speaking for the future tense. But let's look at this next verse in Quran chapter 3, verse 55. Listen carefully what Allah said. When Allah said, "O Isa, surely I am causing you to die, and I am raising you up to me, and purifying you from those who became infidels, and make those who follow you above those who became infidels until the day of the resurrection. Then to me is your return, so I will judge between you about what you were differing." Did you hear what Allah said? In the present tense, Allah is telling Jesus, "And I am causing you to die." This is in the present tense. But the point of this verse is very simple. Allah is telling Jesus, in the present tense, he is about to cause him to die. How about this next verse? In chapter 5, verse 117, Isa, son of Mary, is speaking to Allah, and he said, "I did not tell them except what you had commanded me, that serve Allah, my Lord and your Lord, and I was a witness among them as long as I was with them." Listen carefully. So when you caused me to die, you were the watcher over them, and you are the witness of all things. Did you hear what Jesus says? So when you caused me to die, in the past tense, here we read in Quran chapter 5 and verse 117, Jesus is telling all the Muslims in the Quran that Allah caused him to die. And that is what I call the great contradiction between the Quran and the Quran. For Quran chapter 4 verse 157, Allah denied the death and the crucifixion of Jesus. And this contradicts what we're reading here in the rest of all these verses. Unless we interpret Quran 4:157 in a completely different way than the fabrications of Muslim scholars. As you hear me say, I know that no one of the Muslim will agree with me in my own interpretation to this verse, because that will stand against everything else Muslim believe about Jesus' death and resurrection. But that is the only way we can reconcile this verse, Quran chapter 4, verse 157, by the rest of the verses in the Quran, which clearly teaches that Jesus died, as in the case of Quran chapter 5, verse 117. Or Muslim must remove this lie from our textbooks, which stated that there is ties between Islam and Christianity. Once again, here is Quran 4, 157, 158. "And they're saying, surely we killed Christ, Isa, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. And they did not kill him, and they did not crucify him, but it was made to appear to them." And here is my interpretation. After Jesus was crucified, he was buried, and the Jews celebrated his death. And they said, "We got rid of him. There is no more Jesus, and there is no more the teaching of Jesus." That is what appeared to them. But the reality, as we read in the rest of the verse, "And surely those who disagree about him are in doubt of him." Why is they doubting? Because they do not know the truth about him. Because they do not know what is coming after these 3 days of burial in the tomb. For we read, they do not have any knowledge of him except following the conjecture. They did not know the true story about the prophecy of the resurrection on the third day, Sunday morning. And they did not kill him for certain. Why is that? Why they did not kill him for certain? Is it because Jesus was never put on the cross? No, he was put on the cross. Is it because Jesus was not buried in this tomb? No, he was inside this tomb for 3 days. The answer is very simple. We read verse 1. 58. Yet Allah raised him up to himself, and Allah was dear wise. Yes, indeed, Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. God the Father raised him up on the third day. Or Jesus fulfilled his own prophecy and he raised himself up. For he said, you put this temple down and I will raise him up on the third day. Yes, it was made to appear to the Jews. For I personally believe even the disciples of Jesus, after seeing Jesus on the cross, after knowing that he was buried in the tomb, that makes them believe that was the end of Jesus. He is gone. But since he rose again on the third day, all their belief was without knowledge. It was conjecture, as if it was appeared to them that they killed him and they crucified him, for he is alive forevermore. Jesus is alive. And because he lives, we Christians exist today as the true followers of Jesus Christ. As it is written in the Quran, chapter 3 and verse 55, when Allah said, I will make those who follow you above those who became infidels until the day of the resurrection. The day of the resurrection have not come yet, and we Christians, still alive on earth, as believers in our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, who died and rose again. Obviously, this is my own interpretation, which Muslims will disagree with me about. The conclusion is, there is no ties whatsoever between Islam and Judaism and Christianity concerning any prophets or teachers. And until we meet again for another study about lies in our textbooks, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.